ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वबाधृषु नित्यभागवतसेवया भगवच्युतमश्लोके Bhaktirbhavati Naishtiki. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, Understanding Material Nature, Text 4. Arthe hi avidyamane pi samsridhi na nivartate dayataha vishayam Asya svapne anartha agama yatha arthehya vidyamanepi samsritirna nivartate dhyayato vishayan asya Svapnenartho gamo yatha Arthehya vidyamanepi Samsritirna nivartate Dhyayato vishayan asya Svapnenartho gamo yatha Arthe Real cause. He certainly avidyamane not existing. Api although samsriti the material existential condition. Na not nivartate does cease. Dhyayataha contemplating Vishayan objects of the senses Asya of the living entity Svapne in a dream Anartha of disadvantages Agama arrival Yatha Like. Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Actually, a living entity is transcendental to the material existence. But because of his mentality of lording it over material nature, his material existential condition does not cease. And just as in a dream, He is affected by all sorts of disadvantages. Purport. The example of a dream is very appropriate. Due to different mental conditions, in dream, we are put into advantages and disadvantages. Advantageous and disadvantageous positions. Similarly, the spirit soul has nothing to do with this material nature. But because of his mentality of lording it over, he is put into the position of conditional existence. Conditional existence is described here as dhyayato vishayan asya. Vishaya means an object of enjoyment. As long as one continues to think that he can enjoy material advantages, he is in conditioned life. But as soon as he comes to his senses, he develops the knowledge that he is not the enjoyer. For the only enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, he is the beneficiary of all the results of sacrifices and penances, Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam. And he is the proprietor of all the three worlds, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the actual friend of all living entities. But instead of living proprietorship, enjoyment, and the actual position as a friend of all living entities, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we claim that we are proprietors, enjoyers, and the friends. We perform philanthropic work, thinking that we are the friends of human society. Someone may proclaim himself to be a very good national worker, the best friend of all the people and of the country, but actually he cannot be the greatest friend of everyone. The only friend is Krishna. One should try to raise the consciousness of the conditioned soul to the platform of understanding that Krishna is the actual friend. If one makes friendship with Krishna, one will never be cheated, and he will get all help needed. Arousing this consciousness of the conditioned soul is the greatest service, not posing oneself as a great friend of another living entity. The power of friendship is limited. Although one claims to be a friend, he cannot be a friend unlimitedly. There are an unlimited number of living entities, and our resources are limited. Therefore, we cannot be of any real benefit to the people in general. The best service to the people in general is to awaken them to Krishna consciousness, so that they may know that the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend is Krishna. Then this illusory dream of lording it over material nature will vanish. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki arthe hya vidyamāne pi samsritir na nivartate dayato viṣayan asya svapne nartagamo yatha. Actually, a living entity is transcendental to the material existence. But because of his mentality of lording it over material nature, his material existential condition does not cease. And just as in a dream, he is affected by all sorts of disadvantages. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Mutare Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Dhinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Guravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshitaini Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ajāna-vāmita-bhujo-guna-kavadāta-saṅkirtanai-kapitaro-kamalāya-dhākṣa-viṣṁ-varo-dvijavaro-yugadāra-mupālu. Vande jagat priya karo karna vatāra. Yantah pravishya mamma vachim mam prasuptam sanjeevaya dakila shakti darak svadamna anyam shahasta charana shravana tvagadim krananna maumamate purushaya tumbhyam. Hare Krishna. So I will try to say a few words about this verse, which particularly explains the reason of our continuous material existence and of our sufferings, which are concomitant to our material existence. In Upanishads it is said, asanga hi ayam purusha. The spirit soul, purusha, living entity, His asanga means he is not really coming in contact with the material nature. The nature of the soul and nature of the material world is categorically different. As much as you cannot really mix water and the oil, no matter how much you try, you know, the oil is separate and water is separate. In the same way, the soul is always separate from the material world. The soul never mixes with the material world and never really contacts even material world. But then the question, a very important question arises, how is it that we are still here in the material world? And how is that we are enjoying this material world? And even if we want to try to stop this, we cannot do it. We know how difficult it is. People, to separate this knot of material existence, to cut this knot which connects us with the body, they go to Himalayas. They sit in the caves for years and years and years and years and years, and still they are attached. All these yogis, you know, we know this famous or infamous story about Vishwamitra Muni, how he was meditating and how great he was in his meditation and how just little tinkling of the, you know, ankle bells of Menaka, you know, is forgot everything. So this question of Kapiladev and this particular chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam explains how one can get liberation. But before we can understand how we can get liberation from this samsara. And samsara is a very, it's a very miserable condition. Samsara means everything is gone. All the time we are experiencing this suffering because samsara means everything is just slipping out of our hands. We want to catch something, we want to try something, we want to hold for something. Let's say we have some nice happiness, nice material situation, nice family, nice house. It will be finished. Everything will be finished. This is the amazing thing that we know, we all know that everything will be finished, everything which we have finished. Still, we are trying to hold for this position. Maharaj Yudhishthira explained this, Ahanyahani bhutani gachantiha yamalayam. He says, you know, we know that everything will be finished, still we are trying to hold. Still we think, I will never be finished. Everyone will be finished, that's true. But not me. But in this material world, everything is supposed to be finished. Everything sooner or later will be finished. This is samsara. But still we are trying to somehow or other cling to this material situation. And what is the reason for this? So, as I said, here Kapiladev is explaining how to get liberation from this miserable and actually quite, disgraceful position. We actually always, all the time, put in disgrace by our desire to cling. I know, you know, I've seen this situation and I experienced this situation. When people are in some position of power, position of prestige, and when they lose this position of power and prestige, how miserable it is. They just cry and say, no, please, please, please. Srila Prabhupada used to laugh at the modern politicians. He said, modern politicians, they just don't want to leave their position till the very end of their life. I was living during the Soviet Union, you know, and Brezhnev, some of you perhaps heard this name. Brezhnev was the powerful ruler. At the end, he became totally senile. He was 80-something years old, or I don't remember how old he was, and he was, you know, People used to put him somewhere in a dais and he was there. Nobody could understand what he's talking about. He was just a joke for the whole country. Still, he was clinging to this position. He couldn't believe this. You know why? Because of this, you know, because this is the nature of the soul. The soul is avikar. And the first verse of this chapter, Kapila Dev very clearly says that the soul is avikar, means unchangeable. And therefore, we want to keep the material position as well, even though material position is changing all the time. And this is the meaning of samsara. So here in this particular chapter, Lord Kapila explains the process of liberation through knowledge. How by understanding the real position of the soul, you can ultimately get liberation. And he explains here, but before explaining the process, he explaining the cause. He explains why we are so attached. And he says, we are attached just because of one simple reason. Dhyayata vishayan asya. Because of the intense meditation on the enjoyment of this world. We know that, you know, we know the philosophy. We all know the philosophy. I am spirit soul and I am totally free and I need only love. But if you are not given food for one day, you will need only food, not love. You know, you will only think about food, not about Krishna. Forget about Krishna. You will think about Krishna Prasadam, which is also Krishna, but not quite. Because Prasadam we want to enjoy, and Krishna is supposed to enjoy us. So the point is that we are, the condition of our mind is that mind gets very much attached to all kinds of sense gratification. And of course, you know, when we have everything nice, you know, we don't need sense gratification. We are so detached. You know, fine. Nice prasadam, everything is fine. But we know that ultimately the mind needs all this kind of sense gratification. We don't understand how much it needs, but it's very easy to understand. Just fast for one day, not just nice feast, the Kadashi feast, with five different preparations. Just don't eat anything, and meditate on Krishna after that. Well, yeah, that's the reason which Kapila Dev explains, and he says exactly the same situation is happening in our dreams. We experience dreams. Why do we experience dreams? What the dream? What is the nature of the dream? He explains that the nature of the dream is that because during the day we so much intensely meditate on certain objects, then these objects come to us in a dream. And we just, you know, yeah, right. Here I am. The same thing. Meditation continues. This is non-stop 24 hours a day meditation on the sense objects. During the day we are trying to pose ourselves as a proprietors and as a, you know, powerful people and as a friends, as Prabhupada explains. And during the sleep it continues. And Kapila Dev explains here that due to this intense meditation, we completely identify with the sense objects. In a dream, nothing exists, right? You just... But something is happening. And you completely convinced that it's you and this is happening with you. Nothing is happening. There is no object, and even you, you know, you don't do anything, but something is really happening. Why? Because you identify with the dream due to the meditation. The meditation is a powerful tool, and when you meditate on something, then you immediately identify with this thing. You know. And because we so intensely meditate on the sense gratification, we identify with the body. The body is me, right? How it can be different? It's me, you know, just pinch yourself, that's me. only because we identify with it, and it's very difficult to get aloof from it. You may preach this nice philosophy. I'm not this body, you know, but just, you know, there was one Prabhupada's disciple who was very deeply realized this philosophy, that he's not the body. He came to the, and he had a boil in his body. And he came to the doctor and he said, you know, I'm a yogi. I don't need any painkiller or whatever. Just do some operation with me. No problem. Surgery, I'm not this body. And doctor looked at him and said, are you sure? He said, yeah, I'm sure. I'm not this body. He said, okay, lay down. He immediately forgot that he's not this body. Why? Because, again, because the mind is attached to this. And it is extremely difficult. You may know it theoretically. It's a nice knowledge. I am not this body. It's a very nice knowledge, especially if you have a lot of prasadam in your stomach. You can be very fired up about this. But as soon as body needs something, you forget about this philosophy. You immediately meditate on this need. You know, and of course, the greatest sense gratification is sex. You know, and it's, everyone is just absorbed in this, you know, in these thoughts. You know, some do it and some just meditate about it. But it doesn't matter, it's the same. Because it is the experience of ours, and it's extremely difficult. And because of this meditation on sense gratification, absorption in sense gratification, desire to experience this sense gratification, we continue all these disadvantages. Lord Kapila Dev explains that as much as there are some disadvantages in our dream, there is no disadvantages in a dream, you're nicely sleeping in a room. But still, the illusion of it is there. And in the same way, we are experiencing all these troubles in the material world because we are attached. So the particular method which is explained by Kapila Dev here is that you try to understand and you try to look from aloof. You try to watch. Like there is this famous process of Vipassana meditation. It's a Buddhistic process, but in fact, Lord Krishna explains this Vipassana meditation is in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that you just observe. Just stop being the doer. Because the intensity of our experience in this material world is due to our understanding that I am the doer. I am a successful man. I am doing this. And because I am doing this, this is, you know, this gives me a lot of enthusiasm and happiness. You know, I am doing this. If you want to motivate something, somebody, for example, if you are in management and you want to motivate somebody, just give him some complete independence in a certain area of work, and he will become, you know, very enthusiastic. If you just tell him, do this, you know, he will be totally demotivated, you know, I'm not a slave. Because of this false ego, and this false ego gives us very intense experience, that's me. I'm experiencing, I'm the enjoyer. This is the success of my life. I got this strong. Yesterday when we came to the airport in Delhi, there was some, you know, movie star coming out, and there were reporters, you know, clicking their cameras, and the movie star was with her boyfriend, you know, and they were enjoyers of this world. Just tell them that Krishna is enjoyer and they will not believe it. Because this is the success. I'm famous, I'm beautiful, and I'm doing this, and everyone is so impressed how I'm doing this, right? And this is you become so happy and so enthusiastic about this whole process of material life. So, therefore, this Vipassana meditation, which Lord Krishna explains in the 5th chapter, said, just try to be a little aloof from what is happening. And just to observe, you know. You are a doer, no doubt about it. You are a doer. For example, you ate some nice prasadam, and then you consciously digest this prasadam, right? You know what the enzymes need to be there and how to digest it, and you are totally in control of this process, right? No. Lord Krishna says that body is acting on its own accord. And you try to observe how everything is happening without really your involvement. What actually gives us such an acute and such an intense experience of material life and forces us to meditate on this material experience is our understanding that we are the doer. And because we think that we are the doer, we are successful, we are this and that, and you know, and we have nice image of us, then our continuous material suffering exists. Continues again and again and again. So Lord Krishna says, because we have this totally exaggerated understanding of our role in this world. You know, when we think about it, nothing depends on us. The world goes on. Like there is, you know, all these big political leaders, they think, you know, my country cannot live without me. And then they die, and the country lives without them. Nothing depends on them. You know. And, you know, people, they play this stupid game. Like when Stalin was ruling Russia, and when he died ultimately, people were crying and crying and crying, how we will live without you? And they still live, no problem. You know. So this exaggerated understanding or exaggerated concept of our role in the material existence is the cause. And this exaggerated understanding is called false ego. Ultimately, this knot which connects the soul, this Hridaya Granthi, this knot which connects the soul with the material world, is not even the enjoyment itself. It's the false ego. False understanding of my own position and my own role here. And this false understanding has to be finished. And this is what we are supposed to work with. Who I am. And therefore, Lord Krishna says, just try to observe. Everything is happening without your involvement. You are not needed. You are not nobody. You know, this false understanding of ourselves, this false ego, always pushes us to think that we are so important. And if we are not important, then we think, you know, I'm very fallen. This is also false ego. Once a devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and says, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen, I'm really most fallen. Srila Prabhupada looks at him and said, you're not most anybody. Nothing is most about you. You're simply insignificant. And that's very difficult, you know. Yeah, most insignificant I can be, that's no problem. But to be just insignificant is very difficult. And we are insignificant, there is no doubt about it. Nothing depends on us. And, you know, therefore, Lord Krishna says, just try to understand this simple fact, nothing depends on you. You know, and this is very difficult. It's a simple fact, but it's very difficult to understand this fact because we think everything depends on me. I am the doer. I am the most, you know, intelligent and the most, you know, I'm true. And so many people depend on me. And, but this Vipassana, so when people go to Vipassana meditation, you know, they're supposed to, it's an interesting process. You're just supposed to leave behind your computer, which is almost impossible. Moreover, you have to leave behind your mobile phone. This is unimaginable. No mobile phone through which I can do so much. You have to leave everything behind, and you have just to sit and meditate that nothing depends on you. And just observe and do it. And at one point, some real knowledge comes to your heart, who you are and what is your real role in this material existence. But it is difficult for us, no doubt about it. People who go through it, I've never done this, but they say it's a very, very interesting process. In the beginning, the mind goes crazy. Because the mind wants to say, you know, look, I am the center of creation. It's me. It's not Krishna, it's me. But then ultimately, mind kind of calms down a little bit. And the reality transpires through your muddy heart. But Prabhupada knows our condition. Prabhupada is very merciful. And even though this particular chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam explains the process of liberation through knowledge, not through bhakti, Prabhupada explains this verse through bhakti. He says, ultimately, you can get rid of this false conception of who you are if you meditate on Krishna. And he quotes this, Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukhridam Sarvabhutanam. He says, this is the solution. Solution is just not to meditate on who you really are and what is your role. Solution is to meditate on Krishna and to understand yourself in comparison or in connection with Krishna. You know, this false conception of us is only due to forgetfulness of Krishna. We forgot about Krishna, and when we forgot about Krishna, it's very easy to imagine how big we are. You know, right? I'm very big. Everyone else is smaller than me. There are some insects and microbes and, you know, birds, and I'm so big. But if you try to imagine how big is Krishna, and how he is doing everything, and how he is enjoying everything, bhaktaram yagya tapasam. And that's meditation. That's the meditation which helps us to be really detached from the body. Without this meditation, we will never get detached from the body. We will always be completely humiliated by this body. This body is humiliating us again and again and again. You know, when we want to sleep, and sometimes we want to sleep during Bhagavatam class. Oftentimes. Because it's so comfortable and nice. And it's humiliating. You know, you want to listen the philosophy, you want to listen Prabhupada's book. And you know, everyone is laughing at you. Look, he's just sleeping. And it's the body. Body, but this humiliating condition of the body will continue unless you try to become a yogi and go to some cave and try to really, really force yourself to stop it. But it's difficult. It's very difficult. But Prabhupada says there is a practical method for this. And the practical method for this is just to meditate completely, totally on the role of Krishna in your life. Just try to understand who is Krishna. And of course, he's a nice, you know, marble statue standing there. He's not. He is Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam, the one who enjoys, really enjoys. He's enjoying in Vrindavan, he's enjoying everywhere. He's enjoying even in Paris and in Moscow and in New York. He's enjoying. He's enjoying under all the conditions. When we are suffering, he's enjoying. He's always smiling. You know, he's the only one who always smiles. When Arjuna, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, was just, you know, suffering like hell, and he was crying, and, you know, he was weak. And Krishna looked at him, and he smiled. What does it mean? It only means one thing. He's always smiling. That's what it means. He's always enjoying. He's always happy. And we can become happy if we remember about him, if we meditate on him. And Prabhupada, he's very clearly explains, I'm finishing now. that how we should meditate on him. Bhaktaram yagyatapasam sarva lokamaheshwaram. The same fifth chapter, where this Vipassana meditation is explained, at the very end of this fifth chapter, Krishna says, what should be our meditation, real meditation? And he says, you should meditate that Krishna is the doer, he is the enjoyer, he is the lord of all Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, and he is the friend of everyone. And our greatest problem, we have three problems, which can be solved by this meditation on Krishna. First problem is that we think we are enjoyer. This is a big problem. The second problem is we think everything depends on me. I am the lord of this creation. I am the lord of my survey. You know, if it's not a big survey, still I am the lord of it. It's my little room in Brahmacharya ashram, but I am the lord of it. I am the senior Brahmachari here. Whatever it is, you know. That's the second problem. But the third problem is the biggest problem. The biggest problem of all is to think that I am the friend of everyone. You know, and it's just so nice to think about myself as a friend. I am a well-wisher. I am such a nice person, and I'm helping this and that, and you know, I'm giving transcendental knowledge to everyone. Prabhupada says, just forget about it. You're not the friend. Krishna is the friend. You're not the well-wisher. People, you know, they get this concept how big they are. And the biggest food for false ego is to think that I'm the well-wisher, I'm a friend. I'm such a nice person. I'm taking care of these little children. What will happen with these little children if it's not me? Nothing will happen. They will go on. Don't worry about this. But if you understand that Krishna is the friend, this is the biggest misconception. This is what really makes us feel so proud. I'm the friend of somebody. I'm helping somebody. It's like Arjun. Arjun's biggest misconception was, you know, I'm the friend. I'm a nice person. I'm a saintly person. I want to save all my relatives. Krishna says, they're already dead. Don't worry about this. I already killed them. I know better what should be done about this. But this is, and Prabhupada, he stresses this point. These three problems which we have, and the problems are coming from the false ego, and this false ego, and this manifesting in three ways, makes us absorbed in this material life. And without any hope. But he says there is only one hope. If we understand that Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the proprietor, and Krishna is the lord of everyone. And he is the friend of everyone. And if you want to help somebody, if you really want to help somebody, just try him. Try to help him to meditate on Krishna. And there is only one way to help him to meditate on Krishna, is to give him some book of Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, they will not be able to not meditate on Krishna if they read at least one book of Srila Prabhupada. And now it's marathon, and that's why it's so important. And Prabhupada explains this. If you want to be a friend, and everyone wants to be a friend, everyone wants to be well-wisher, everyone wants to feel good. You know, I'm such a nice person. I'm helping so many people. There is only one way to do it. Try to help people to meditate on Krishna. Not to try to feed them, not to try to do any stupid welfare for them. Just try to help them to think about Krishna and about his real role in creation. That's it. Thank you very much.
So Maharaj, Prabhupada has given very deep explanation of this verse and you said also. So one simple example I was thinking, Arthe in Swapne, in dream there is no Artha, but Ishtananda has come in, just like Ryan. So there is no Ryan. Aristotelianism. So learn means anatha. So it has not there. Anatha, that is fear. Fear is discerning, isn't it?
Well, sometimes we have nice dreams too. We're not only dreaming about lions all the time. Sometimes nice apsaras come to our dream too.
So in the same way, this immediate world,
yeah. If it was only lions, it would not be a problem to get out of this world. But sometimes we get some other dreams. Like Prabhupada says, we have advantages and disadvantages. And even though in the dream disadvantages and disadvantages don't exist, but still we are so absorbed in this creation. As much as people when they see movies, nothing is happening. They just sit and watch. But they are so absorbed. You know, just some shadows are blinking there on the screen. And the same way, you know, this the same. The body works in the same way. It's a dream. You know, you go to a movie, you forget about everything. You forget about yourself, you forget about them. You're just there, you know. You know, and the same thing. You know, while we have this movie of our life, we think it's very important life I have. And then the movie is over, and you're over in there, and you're thinking, you know what? What happened with me?
Second point is, just like people say that the scientists have done a great work, but they have made TV. So we can say that nature already has made TV. These dreams are made TV made by nature.
Yeah, that's TV. The soul is in the in a nice cinema hall, and she's watching what is going on the screen of our mind. The mind is a screen, and the soul is just perceiving what is going on the screen, and you know, there are so many, and the soul is absorbed. It's in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the soul is watching. Nothing is happening, but the soul is watching very intensely. The example which is given in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is that when you see some stage actor, and the stage actor is just so emotional, he's just singing a song, movie song, Bollywood song, you know, and you become also totally emotional, you know, nothing is happening with you. It's his emotions, but you're borrowing this emotion, you're reflecting this emotion. And the same way, all the things which are coming in the screen of our mind is just something foreign towards us, but still we are very absorbed in this dreamlike existence of this mind. Okay.
जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय
जय स्वामी महाराज की
जय
हरे कृष्ण मंगलम जय